Hi everyone, Sean Gilliam here. Welcome to another episode of Real Estate on the Front Range. In this episode, we'll be taking a look at my May market update. We'll be reviewing key metrics for Boulder, Larimer, and Boyle counties and get an idea of how buyers and sellers are interacting with each other in this market. And then also take a look at some national news. How are mortgage rates faring? Are they going up? Are they going down? Are they stabilizing? And we'll see how that's interacting or impacting buyers in this current market. Also, we're going to take a look at a survey put out by Fannie Mae. They take a look at consumer confidence. More specifically, is it a good time to buy a home right now? So we'll see what the general public thinks about that. And then lastly, we'll take a look at a report put out by U.S. News. They evaluate based on various factors where the best places to live in the United States are. And we'll see if any of Colorado cities made it in the top 10. So stay tuned and we'll take a look at all this information. Hi, everyone. Welcome to Real Estate on the Front Range, my weekly podcast where I cover all things real estate here on the Front Range of Northern Colorado. Join me every week to get market updates, tips, and information on relevant topics to make sure that you're fully informed before you buy or sell your next home. This is Sean Gilliam, your host, and I look forward to you joining me on Spotify, Google, Apple, or whatever your favorite podcast app is for the latest episodes. All right, welcome back. Well, let's go ahead and dive right into the latest data. We're going to start with mortgage interest rates. We're going to start with what the average 30-year fixed rate is as of today, May 18, 2022. And then we're going to take a peek back just a few weeks and see how mortgage rates have trended and how that's impacted buyers in this current market. So let's go ahead and get started. The average mortgage rate as of today is at 5.44%. This is slightly lower than it was in the last few weeks when it averaged above 5.5%. Interestingly, mortgage applications increased for the last week of April and the first week of May, and this is despite mortgage interest rates being at their highest since 2009. There was also an increase in ARMs or adjustable rate mortgages. Some homebuyers are getting these loans as they offer a lower interest rate than a 30-year fixed rate loan. While ARM rates are only fixed for a short period of time, usually 3, 5, 7, or 10 years, the buyers can either pay off their home in that time, sell it, or refinance into hopefully a lower fixed rate loan with a 15 or 30 year loan term. In spite of this short pattern of increase in mortgage applications, they took an 11% drop for the week ending May 13th, even though rates have been slightly lower. This is likely due to the impact of a volatile stock market and increasing uncertainty with regard to our local and national economies, with inflation being a primary concern. If you want to keep on top of mortgage rates and news related to the mortgage industry, check out mortgagenewsdaily.com. It's a great site to help you keep tabs on the latest industry news and updates. What about consumer confidence in this market? What do buyers think? Are they excited about buying a home? Do they think it's a good idea to buy a home? I can tell you my own personal experience. Some of my buyers, while they're not pulling themselves out of the market, they do have to make adjustments. They do have to consider how much home they can actually afford now with these higher interest rates. And with the monthly payment that they're likely going to have, is that something that's attractive to them? And so they've had to make some adjustments about how much home they want to purchase and how much home they can even afford. And you might think about that too. Is it a good time to buy? Is it a good time to sell? Well, let's go ahead and take a look at a survey that was conducted by Fannie Mae. In the greater scheme of things, or on a national level, I should say, buyers are having to think about things with these higher interest rates and the state of our current economy. Fannie Mae puts out a survey of 6 questions to construct their home purchase sentiment index. And this is a smaller survey that is part of the National Housing Survey that is conducted every month. There are overall 1,000 respondents that are questioned that are either homeowners or renters. And the results showed that only 19% of respondents think that now is a good time to buy a home. And this is likely due to lack of inventory and higher interest rates combined. Conversely, 72% of those surveyed think that it's a good time to sell a home. So obviously there's a lot more confidence that now is a good time to sell a home, which I think is pretty obvious just with the rate at which homes are selling and the high demand for finding properties and what buyers are willing to do to purchase a home. So it makes sense that 72% think it's a good idea to sell, while at the same time, 19% think it's a good time to buy. So where are the best places to live in the United States? Everybody has their own opinion. It can be related to cost of living, affordability of housing, politics, the culture or the climate, all those kinds of things factor into where we want to live And hopefully most of us are in a place already where we want to live. But certainly in the real estate market, I've had more than a few sellers that have moved out of the area, out of the States, for various reasons. And they've looked all around the country to see what's going to be the best location for them. Well, U.S. News and World Report does a survey, and they take a look at where the best places to live. And I'll show you here, as they put out their annual report, they base this on a pool of 150 of the most populous cities across the country, and then they evaluate them by the following criteria: desirability, net migration, affordability, quality of life, and the health of the local job market. For the last 2 years, Boulder, Colorado has held the number one position. However, they lost their crown this year to Huntsville, Alabama, and this is primarily due to the affordability factor, since the average cost of a home in Boulder last month was over $1,831,000. However, Boulder is still in the top 10, along with Colorado Springs. So here are the top 10 places to live in the United States, according to the survey, and this is in order from 1 to 10. Number 1 is Huntsville, Alabama. Number 2 is Colorado Springs, Colorado. Coming in at number 3, we have Green Bay, Wisconsin. Number 4 is Boulder, Colorado. Number 5, San Jose, California. Number 6, Raleigh and Durham, North Carolina. Number 7, Fayetteville, Arkansas. Number 8, Portland, Maine. At 9, we have Sarasota, Florida. And lastly, at number 10, we have San Francisco. So if you're thinking of relocating, these are some good options to consider. For their full report, check out this link, or if you are listening by a podcast, search for U.S. News Ranks the Best Places to Live. All right, let's go ahead and dig into the local market data. Look at Boulder, Larimer, and Weld counties here in northern Colorado. And again, just to help you to get an understanding of how buyers and sellers are interacting in our current market conditions. The metrics that I'm going to really focus on here are days on market until sale, median sales price, average sales price, and then that percent of list price received for sale, because this will give us a good indication of what is happening in our market. So when we start here with Boulder County, days on market until sale, this represents the time from when the home actually hits the market. So when it originally gets listed until the day it closes. And right now, or at least for the month of April of this year, it was 27 days. And that's down 40% from what it was last year at this time when it was 45 days. And so that's an indication that homes are closing quickly, whether they be cash buyers who are able to close quickly, or a lot of lenders are able to close quicker as well. So again, that just shows that strong buyer demand and writing offers that are attractive to sellers, because the sooner they close, the better it is for the seller in many situations. And then our median sales price, again, an indication of that upward pressure on home values based on this low supply, high demand market we're in. The median sales price in Boulder County was up almost 13% from last year at this time. The median sales price of a home is $965,000. Similarly, the average sales price is at $1,192,000, and that's up 2.5% from last year at this time. When we look at the percent of list price received, on average, homes are selling 9.1% higher than their original list price, compared to last year at this time when they were selling 4.3% higher than their original list price. And so again, great indication of this strong buyer demand market that we have, and what buyers are having to do to get their offer received or accepted by a seller. When we look at the inventory of homes for sale in Boulder County, last month there were 274 homes on the market. That's up 10.5% from last year at this time, when there were only 248. And the month supply of inventory, it's 0.9 months supply of inventory. That's up 28.6% from last year at this time, when it was 0.7 months supply of inventory. To put things in perspective, in the last few months, we've seen the month supply of inventory for Boulder County hover between 0.5 and 0.7 months supply of inventory. So it's been a slight uptick, but not a significant one, especially when you think of what a balanced market looks like. That's between 6 and 7 months supply of inventory. So we're still looking at a very low inventory market, a strong seller's market. When we look at Larimer County, that days on market until sale is 36. That's down 21.7% from last year at this time. And so homes are just selling faster. That's just an indication of how quickly homes go under contract and get to the closing table. Median sales price in Larimer County was up 27% from last year at this time. A median sales price of a home is $612,000 compared to last year at this time when that median sales price was $482,000. When we look at the average sales price in Larimer County, that's up almost 30% from last year at this time. The average sales price of a home in Larimer County last month was over $704,000. And that's compared to April of 2021, when the average sales price of a home was $542,000. Percent of list price received is up 2.2% from last year at this time. Homes on average are selling 5.1% above their original list price. And that's compared to last year at this time when they were selling at about 2.8% above their original list price. Inventory of homes for sale in Larimer County has not changed significantly. Last month, there were 352 homes on the market compared to 2021 when there were 363 homes on the market. And as such, the month supply of inventory has not changed dramatically. It's 0.7 months supply of inventory. That's up 16.7% from last year at this time when there was 0.6 months supply of inventory. Weld County, days on market until sale is 38. That's down 22.4% from last year at this time when the number of days a home was on the market on average from the day it was listed until it closed was about 49. So homes are selling a little bit quicker in Weld County. Median sales price is up 15.2%. The median sales price of a home in Weld County is $504,000 compared to last year at this time when they were $438,000. The average sales price of a home in Weld County is up 19% from last year at this time. $573,000 is the average sales price of a home in Weld County compared to last year at this time when the average sales price was $481,000. Percent of list price received, homes are selling 3.4% above the original list price on average in Weld County compared to last year at this time when they were only selling 1.9% above their original list price. Inventory of homes is down 15%. The inventory of homes for sale in Weld County was 405 homes last month compared to 477 in April of 2021. And then the month supply of inventory has not changed. It's 0.7 month supply of inventory. And that, again, is just an indication of the low inventory market that we're in. Now, overall, in my experience, working with buyers and sellers in this current market, as well as talking with other agents, we're getting an idea that the market is softening somewhat. And I think part of that is because home values have increased dramatically. When you have homes in any given neighborhood that are selling $100,000 above list price at times, once those homes close and are considered comparable sales for the upcoming sellers and appraisers and all, that means homes are getting more expensive at such a rate that a lot of buyers are pulling back. And as such, I think we've seen a softening in the market. And by that, I mean, for generally speaking, there's less showings for particular homes, especially at that higher price point. And I've seen on my daily hot sheets, more sellers are having to do price drops. So some sellers are getting aggressive, especially if they don't have really the ideal circumstances for a home, whether it be location, quality of finishes in the home, updates, home size and the yard and those kinds of things. Those sellers are having to do price decreases. And also with that, we've seen fewer offers on homes. And so while we saw earlier this year, homes were getting 5-10 offers, now we're seeing maybe 2 or 3 offers on a home, sometimes only one in some situations. So we are seeing a slight softening in the market. However, for those homes that are in the ideal neighborhood for a lot of buyers, if they have the right size, the right amenities, all those kinds of things, those homes are getting a lot of attention. Multiple showings, in many cases, multiple offers, 5-10 offers, that kind of thing. So it is softening, but it's not completely across the board, especially for those more desirable properties. Well, thank you for watching. Hopefully this was helpful to you. If you have any questions about the data or the resources that I shared, feel free to get in touch. Also, if you're looking to buy or sell a home, I have some great resources for you. I have my home buying guides and my home selling guides, and also offer free consultations to help you understand and ask the right questions to see if buying or selling a home right now is the best move for you. So feel free to get in touch. You can reach me here at 970-313-6706, or stay tuned to the end of this video where you'll see other ways to contact me, including my email address, also my website, if you want to reach out to me that way as well. I look forward to working with you soon. Take care.